Okay, AB3WG, good evening, everyone. My name is Chris. I'm the MDC section manager. Let's hang out for a couple more minutes here. We have a nice little group, and we'll get the monthly section EchoLink net going. So thanks, everybody, for joining. I know it's really nice weather. I was just out myself. And so let's see how many folks we get tonight. All stations stand by, AB3WG. AB3WG, let's wait another minute or two, and we'll get the EchoLink net started here. We'll take a few minutes at the beginning, and then we usually give it back to you at the end. So stand by. Got a couple things to go over, not too much to chat about tonight. There's a few things that have happened since our last meeting, most of them good. So we'll go over a few of those things, and then we'll get to everybody's comments, and then we'll get out of here and let everybody get back to their Friday night. So thanks, everybody, for joining. Let's wait about another minute and a half, 2 minutes, and then we'll get started. AB3WG. Okay, AB3WG. We'll go ahead and get this thing rolling. Some folks are still checking in, so thank you all for checking in tonight. I'll start my little monologue, and that'll give folks, if anyone else would like to check in, we'll give them a chance to check in. So a couple things have happened since our last meeting. I was able to appoint a new emergency coordinator for Allegheny County. This is Chris Kleitz. He is Kilo Charlie Tree Sierra Victor Golf. I'm really happy about that. And I see our section emergency coordinator, Jim Montgomery, is checked in with us here tonight. Good evening, Jim. And Jim may have more to say about that. So we welcome Chris to Allegheny County emergency coordinator position. All right. On a sad note, we did lose one of our ECs, Ted Wiewerka. Most of you have heard about this. W3YR. Ted was EC for Harford County. Excellent group up there. I was just at their recruitment event for the Harford County Aries group up at the beautiful EOC they have up there. And very sad to lose Ted W3YR. So he will be missed. Break. Okay, also, the section news went out Wednesday night, and there's a few of the things I'm going to mention here tonight are in the section news. Remember, if you are not a league member, you can still get the section news. All you need to do is go to the league website. On the front page there, just in the search box, put in MDC, enter. You'll come to our MDC page, which I just updated a couple of days ago, by the way. And if you scroll all the way down at to the bottom where the download section is, you'll see the August section news, the most recent section news is there, along with last month's as well. So that's how you get that information. All right. So next month, September, I will not be available to run this net. I'm hoping to find either Marty or perhaps Jim Cross could run the net. If you're interested in running this net next month, let me know. Send me an email. It's not that difficult. you just have to kind of talk a little bit and then pass it along to everybody for comments, so it's not really difficult. So if you're interested in running the EchoLink next month, I'd love to hear from you. I'm going to be out of state for my daughter's wedding. So it's going to be a pretty big day, a couple of days there, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then we'll be back Monday. So all that's going on. All right, break. Okay, and then one more thing I'd like to mention, and this is also in, I included this in the section news and on the MDC page. Our friend Rolanders is at it again. He's having a new, I believe it's a tech Zoom class. A new tech class. Details are in the section news. Again, you can get that. You either already got that or you can get it off the MDC page on the league website. And so that's where the details for that are. All right, that's all I have to chat about with everyone just yet. And let's take a little break, and then we'll go to the section staff, and we'll hear from them, and then we'll go to our linked repeaters. And I'm glad to see the Frederick machine is here. I got an email about you guys this afternoon, so I thought your system was down, but it looks like it's up, so I'm glad to see that. And so let's get that going. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be right back. This is the monthly MDC Section EchoLink Net. Stand by. All right, very good. Let's go ahead and proceed with our section staff. And let's go ahead and start with WI3N. Jim, tell us what's going on in actually, Jim's not actually part of the section staff, but he is a member of the assistant director, I believe. So WI3N, Jim, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Marty and I just got here from the ARIES-MAT meeting that we had. We just jumped out of that into here. And at this point, since Marty's here, he's probably got a few things he can tell you about the division stuff. So I'm going to stand back and let him do his thing. WI3M, back to net.
All right, very good. How's the audio? I'm on a new headset. Everybody can hear me, or I'll ask Chris. How's the audio?
Sounding great, Marty. Please proceed. Welcome.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris, and thank you, Jim, for a great introduction. Hello, all. My name is Marty, KB3MXM. I'm the Atlantic Vice Director. Just three quick things that I think might be of some interest. Pardon me. First, you might have heard all about the increase in the ARL dues that came out recently, and the option to get the printed copy of the QST magazine. The electronic version will be available with your membership, but the printed copy of the magazine in the mail will be extra. The information about the price changes is available on the League website, easy to find. Also, it happens to be Vice Director and Director election time, if you want to call it that. And I'm not allowed to actually do any campaigning here on this net, but yep, it's my turn in the hopper. And geez, wasn't I just here a little while ago? Let's see, January, and then Chris took over. Yeah, all in the last 6 months. Lots of fun. So as Vice Director, I've done some, improvements. I've updated the Atlantic Division website. I'm going to throw that link in here. And again, it is a work in progress, so please, whatever comments you want to give us, that would give me, because I'm the one doing it. All right, there it is. Also, I've also captured for all of the Atlantic Division all of the social media that the clubs are doing. So in other words, I canvassed the entire division. It's quite a big division, actually. 271 amateur radio clubs compared to, Chris, what do we have in this section? 38? Let me know.
In terms of clubs, yeah, it's just shy of 40, so we can go with 38.
All right. So 271 clubs that are representative of everything that you find in Maryland. Big clubs, when I say big, I mean many members, few members, very active, not very active, associated with emergency or MCOM, associated with community activities, doing contesting. I mean, it runs the full gamut, right? The important point is clubs. And it is the venue where hams gather and ham fests come from and activities happen and things like that. So my whole purpose here is to create a page within the Atlantic Division that highlights the good things the clubs are doing, and hopefully, and I think it will happen, that will turn into a publication maybe every 6 months if I get the chance to do that. But it will be on the website of the good things that are happening within the section when it comes to clubs. And hopefully you'll find something there that interests you in that club that you will find interesting to bring to your club. Okay, so we talked about the league membership. We talked about the club activities, and social media is very important. I got one more thing. Okay, does anybody, I'm going to write it in the thing here. I'm going to put it, let me make sure I can, hang on a second. Can I cap lock when I do this? I don't know, let's see. No, it won't let me cap lock. Hang on a second, let me do this. Okay, the word is NETS. Does anyone know what those letters stand for? Ah, here's a trivia question, right? They always ask you, like, okay, why do we call it ham radio? And the people like, well, because of Harry Person Maxim, which is, by the way, his birthday's coming up soon in Hagerstown. I won't take your thunder there, Chris. But why do we call it NETS? Anybody have any idea? Go ahead. You hear that Jeopardy clock running? It's, you know, that little music they play. But come on. Anybody? All right. I'll let you in on what those letters mean. You ready? It means never, ever transmit simplex. That's what it means. It could be networks. It could be. But think about it. Nets. We use a lot of. We do a lot of nets with repeaters, right? The ideas get many together. It could be your local Skywarn net. It could be your social net. It could be your morning net, your afternoon net, your commuter net. Whatever it is, it's nets. And the strength in doing that is not only just being able to communicate on nets, but being willing to help others begin their journey and their investment in amateur radio. So if clubs are the place where we come together as a group, nets are the place where we come together as individuals, right? Because you're operating your radio. So operate your radio. Get better at doing it. Help your comrades and your fellow hams get better at operating on nets. You hear about this all the time. Traffic nets. Chris, traffic nets, social nets, nets that have to do with the Skywarn. Nets are very, very important, whether they're VHF, UHF, or HF. So remember, the letters of nets means never, ever transmit in simplex. That's what it means, okay? I'm sure you have nets that are simplex. So that's the last thing, is get involved. You'll hear me say this often. I always try to end with saying, be safe, be well, and be on the air. Thanks, Chris and Jim. Back to Net Control.
Okay. Thank you, Marty. Great information there. Let me go back to Jim, WI3N. Anything further, Jim?
No, thank you, Chris. I think Marty covered it all very well. And we will have some elections coming up, so everybody pay attention to that. That's about it for me. So, we will also have tomorrow a test session at Laurel at 384 Main Street at the Women's Club of Laurel. We'll be testing from about 9 to 11 or 12. So if anybody likes to come by and take a test, we'll be there. And it's free. Back to net, WI3N.
Marty's got a cup.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Marty and Jim for that information. All right, would be remiss if I didn't go to WB3GXW. John, if you're on, some words, and tell us how you're doing, WB3GXW, please.
Well, good evening, everybody. WB3GXW hanging in there, and I thank you, Jim, for making the announcement about the test session. If you haven't heard yet, the FCC, the computer system is not working. We are unable to log in to the universal licensing system at least all this week, and that is going to delay any processing. I did not check to see if it was up again, if it's back up today, but they're having issues, and quite frankly, I think they're being hacked. So that's about all I got. Everybody stay safe. Count your blessings. We're not in Hawaii, and we're not on the west coast of California. And we're safe here. Back to net control, WB3GXW.
Okay. Thank you, John, and thank you, as always, for hosting our section, EcholinkNet, each month. We very much appreciate the use of the conference bridge. So, all right, let's continue going down the with the section staff, and I want to get right to WB3KAS, Jim Montgomery, and there he is. Yep, he's the MDC Section Emergency Coordinator, WB3KAS. Jim, go ahead, please.
Okay, I'll get you back online. Thank you, Chris. Very good evening, everybody, and the top management as well. Good to hear you guys here this evening. Let's see. As Chris alluded, we did lose a very, very prominent EC, Ted Rivaca from Harford County. He was a swell guy, a good friend of mine, known him for a long time. I'm still going to miss him. The good news is the members of the club and the Aries group have, let's get another nickel here if I find my cursor. Hold on a second. Here we go. They have a new CEO already in place, named Stephen Fook, K2 Echo Juliet. He comes originally from Long Island. He was, I guess, might have been an SEC of some kind while he was there. I have not met him. I'm going to meet him tomorrow at Ted's Gift of Life ceremony up at Harford. So we'll get a face-to-face and an update up there. So we last one, picked one up. We also have a new EC for Allegheny County. His name is Chris, Kilo Charlie 3, Sierra Victor Gough. And so that brings the total up to 20 out of 24. And the four remaining ones are all on the eastern shore, which has really been near and dear to me because, as you know, if the hurricane does come through, a big storm, they'll most likely be the first one to get hit. The SET, October 7, it's open from 9 to 3, but you don't have to be on air for that. It's going to ought to be about chasing down, theme, I guess, this year is deployments. We don't do a lot of deployments. We do a lot of stuff from home. And so this is an actual deployment, get in your car and go someplace. And we're going to, as we did in 2015, we chased down water gauges. This year, we're going to change down the geodetic survey markers throughout the section. What I need is for the ECs to put together three teams of three people each. You've got a driver running APRS. You have one person taking photographs, and the other person has a GPS unit. And we're going to do some quasi verifications for NOAA. And that's going to be three teams, three people each. If we can get nine people, nine people involved per county, I will be excited. More to come out later. I've got APRS trackers around the country willing to support us, and that's going to be something new and exciting. More later, I get a plan out at the end of the month, and I want anybody and everybody who's interested in playing, wants to join the other teams, give me a call. My call sign at theleague.net, and we'll get you the information as soon as we can. Back to NIP, Chris, go ahead.
Okay, very good. WB3KS, Jim, thank you very much. I can't thank you enough for all the work you're putting into the upcoming SET. It's been phenomenal. I want to ask you if Wanda is there, if she's available, if she would like to speak about the hospital program.
I'll do that. Stand by. I'll give you the headset.
Hello, is someone looking for me?
Chris?
Chris?
It's just runway. Just stop there. Give a hospital update.
Oh, the hospital update. Okay, yes. The HF Hospital Net was upcoming August the 23rd at 7 p.m. Looking for net control. If you're interested, please give me a call. Let me know. I'd be more than happy to put you in the slot. And we welcome everyone to be net control. It makes it easier on all of us. So back to Chris from KA3AHI.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Wanda. And I believe that information is also in the section news. Just about every system that we are running, all of our nets, as Marty alluded to, our traffic nets, our CW nets, the Skywarn guys, the digital DMR guys, they're all looking for net control stations. So there is an absolute plethora of opportunity available for anybody who wants to get involved in learning how to run nets. It's a great activity for your newer members, your newer hams, newer club members, and so forth. So, gosh, if you have any questions about any of that, please contact myself. I can get you in touch with the right person. All right. Thank you, Jim and Wanda. Appreciate that information. Let's go to W3YVQ, Father Al, Section Traffic Manager. Your comments tonight, sir.
Roger, stand by for a reset. WB3GXW, did I get them all? Oh, yes, you said go. Great. Okay, I make sure it was off long enough to let some of the repeaters clear. Good evening, folks. W3YVQ, Section Traffic Manager. And here of late, there's been a great deal of talk about handling traffic for served agencies, which includes, of course, FEMA and all of the public safety organizations and the volunteers organized against disaster suite of hundreds of organizations like Red Cross, Salvation Army, etc. And, of course, our hospitals and the medical disaster system, transport of patients, etc., which we've all practiced here at NBC. But the modes of communication have been modernized. In addition to voice and CW nets, we now have both simplex and network operations on WinLink, the radio email system worldwide, and on the digital traffic net managed by RRI, BRIC. I'm not going to go into a long discussion about how those networks work intimately, but the WinLink radio email system is a means of sending a message in email format from your computer, either over the internet or over packet radio or over HF radio, to reach the WinLink system. And when you do, your message is available for download by the addressee, no matter where he checks in or when. So it's different than home BBS type operations, in that when you post mail, you can post by any port you like, and the addressee can access the network at some later time, within minutes usually, and he will find his traffic automatically dispatched down to his equipment. And that's full email format with multiple addresses, multiple copies, and binary attachments like doc and image files that we use in damage assessment and break. And the digital traffic network, managed by RRI, provides hubs to which stations may connect who have been authorized and put on the routing tables so that they are known to the hub operators. And they check into the hub and pick up traffic that's been forwarded anywhere in the country, radio forwarding all the way via PACTOR to hub stations in a structure similar to the manual nets. That is, regions and areas, the three main areas in the country, and the regions are roughly equivalent to the numbered radio call districts, except a number of large states have multiple sections they're in, like Pennsylvania has East and West PA. Break. And stations responding to disasters, or ARESMAT stations going into other sections to respond to support during disasters, or ARESMAT teams coming into this section, are likely to be equipped with WinLink, possibly the DTN, and certainly capable of manual and voice operations on their nets. Hopefully they'll know how to send traffic on voice and CW. And for WinLink system, as well as the Pactor 3, can also be operated with Vera, even the free version, which now can be downloaded for packet, and for Vera HF for operating on the HF band. And not only can you connect to the WinLink network using both Pactor and Vera, but you can also go peer-to-peer. And the hospital network in Prince George's County, for example, provides WinLink radio email service between all the hospitals. And in fact, if they use Packlink at each station, the hospital operators can type in their own messages supervised by the area's operator, and they automatically go to the hospital to which they are addressed. Right. Therefore, the recommendation to you all here in the summertime, before we start up another major communication season, or perhaps even something to try out during the SET this year, is to get some operators in your county to learn how to handle traffic manually on voice and CW, improve it. And secondly, obtain the necessary software for WinLink and either Vera or the Pactor modem to use to transmit messages on both packet and on HF. And if you like, do likewise for the digital traffic network that uses the same Express type application and the same Vera to work DTS. Get those operators trained so they can work with our section nets. We have 5 people in the section right now who are capable on all those modes to all those networks, and we need many more in each of our counties as well as section-wide, plus CW operators for our NDD net that meets in cycle 4 on the NTS in the evening, and that's at 7 and 10 p.m. on 3557 kHz. And we have a slow training net for CW called the Maryland Slow Net that meets at 7:30 p.m. every night on 3563, both of which will help you get your code speed up, learn how to handle formal written record traffic. And our WinLink system and DTN both can handle the ICS form content required for NIMS ICS deployments. That's important not only in section, but for the support of our ArriesNet teams and for support of their sections when we transport ArriesNet there. 7-3, all have a great weekend. W3YVQ.
Okay, take a little break there. Thank you, Father Al. I always appreciate that information. And a lot of that information is included in Father Al's section traffic report, which is included each month in the section news. So if you want to look at that, a lot of that information is included in the section news every month. Okay, let's go ahead over to one of our other ECs, W3TDH. Tom, Montgomery County, it's always great to have you here. W3TDH, your comments tonight, please.
There we go. Had a bit of a trouble getting unmuted here. We're working on a couple of things here, and one of them was we were working on a set based on traffic handling, but we didn't know there was going to be a section set up, so we'll have to change gears. But one of the things we were working on was the WinLink packet program, because it offers a POP email server, and how that would be beneficial is if you've got a shelter with 100 or more people in it, one or two operators can't handle all the traffic they'd want to put out in any reasonable time. But if they can send the email to a POP3 server over the local area network that you can set up quite rapidly, we figured that'd be a way out of that. But hadn't had the opportunity to try it. We were going to try it for set. Things have been pretty quiet here in the county. We've had some bad weather, but not any drastic results out of it. Power failures, a few inconveniences like that, some roads blocked. But Thankfully, we didn't lose anybody here in Montgomery County. It's unfortunate that a bunch of dogs were lost down in the district, but could have been worse. So, back to Net W3TDH.
Okay, good stuff there. Thanks, Tom. And yeah, it's always good to work with WinLink. I know WinLink is very prevalent here in the MDC section and elsewhere in the country, so all good stuff. All right, I'd like to go now to our linked repeaters. And at the top of my list, I'm going to look at the Ocean City Machine. This is Kilo 3 Oscar Romeo Bravo. Your comments, and then call your stations, please, K3ORB.
Hey, good evening, AB3WG. This is K3WOC, Mark here in Ocean Pines with the Worcester Radio Group here on behalf of the K3ORB repeater right here in Ocean Pines. If you're out there tuned in to 443.450 this evening and would like to participate in the ARRL Maryland DC section-wide Echo Link Net, please call now. This is K3WOC standing by.
K3WOC, K3WOC, this is Kilo Charlie 3, Echo Whiskey November. Jim up here in York County, Pennsylvania, in the town of Loganville. Good evening, Mark. No further traffic for the net. Thanks for allowing me to check in. KC3EWN back to net control.
Kilo 3, Romeo Lima Whiskey, Bob and Drop, no traffic. All right, roger, roger, callers. I got three check-ins so far. Thank you, fellas, so much for checking in. I'll just announce a little bit of club news, and then we'll ask for some comments out there. The Worcester Radio Group, we have a lot of fun things happening this fall with the club. We do take a little break during the summer months of July and August each year. We have a lot of members with busy schedules during the summer here in Ocean City. And it really does give us a nice chance to regroup and come back nice and refreshed here in September. And other news here in the area, Saturday, September 9th, there is a ham radio swap meet in Laurel, Delaware, which is only about 45 minutes northwest here of Ocean City. It's at the QTH of our friend Al Waller. His call sign is Kilo 3 Tango Kilo Juliet. Right here on the Eastern Shore. We have a great time at his swap meet. Let me take a break. It starts at 9 a.m., and there's always a great group of folks there that attend, and there's lots of items for buy, sell, and trade. And there might even be a hot dog or two, so come on out. Again, that's Saturday, September 9th, starting at 9 a.m. And then lastly, the Worcester Radio Group has an event coming up on October 21st over at Assateague Island State Park. We will be doing a Parks on the Air activation. We had a great time last year talking with staff and a lot of the campers there about amateur radio, so we'll have some more information at next month's net. With that, let's go ahead and jump into the comments here, starting with Jim there in York County, Pennsylvania, KC3EWN.
Well, good evening, Mark, again. This is Kilo Charlie 3, Echo Whiskey November. I don't know if any of you have heard. I made my debut last night on the Maryland State Talk Group 3124, or the Mid-Atlantic DMR Net. Had a lot of fun doing it. My first ever DMR Net. Traditionally, I do analog FM nets. Never did a DMR Net, so... it was fun. That's all I can say. I love doing net control, and it was fun to hear my friend Mark there check in. They have a wonderful group down there, and not much else to add here. I won't take up too much more time, but thanks for checking me in there, Mark, and I love listening to this net every month. K3WOC, this is Kilo Charlie 3, Echo Whiskey November, back to net control.
Roger, roger, Jim. Thanks again, my friend, for checking into the net tonight. You did a fantastic job last night on the Mid-Atlantic DMR net. Looking forward to the next one.
All right, let's pass it on down here to Bob, who's coming in all the way from Trap, Maryland. That's a good 80 or 90 miles from the repeater here in Ocean Pines. Always doing a great job, Bob. K3RLW.
And, as the only founding member that's left in the Mid-Atlantic DMR net, other than that controllers, I'm the last one and the founding members. We lost one of our members. He stepped down due to other issues and time issues and plus getting burned out from doing it for over 3 years. And I'm kind of in that ballpark myself. So with health issues, it's harder for me to do it now. But Jim did a good job. I'm looking forward to him doing more. And then, let's see, the VHF world is doing well. 2 meters, 6 meters, having fun with all that stuff, and even a little HF. So, K3RLW back to net control.
Roger, roger, Bob. Really appreciate all you do here for ham radio in the state of Maryland. Always a wonderful thing, man. You got an iconic voice, and you do great things here for us. So thanks for everything, and appreciate you checking into the net tonight. I did want to acknowledge our friend Brian out there tonight. He did not have a comment, but he was mobile all the way out there in Newark, Maryland, KC3UCQ. Thank you, Brian. With that, we'll go ahead and pass it back to Net Control, AB3WG. This is K3WOC, Mark in Ocean Pines, turning it back to Net.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mark, for that information and for your stations. Also, for Echo Whiskey November, Jim, I was listening to the DMR net last night, and I sent an email to you. I hope you got it. I used the email address that was on QRZ. So I want to thank you guys for doing that DMR net. It's a great net every week. I do get a chance to listen in most of the time, and we really support what you guys are doing. So I hope you got my email. So that's great. Thank you. All right, let's go over to the Frederick machine, W3FDK. Hopefully you guys are up. It looks like you're here and you're available. So your comments and then call your stations, please. Okay, I guess we do not have W3FDK. That's all right. Thank them for checking in. All right, so I want to also acknowledge some of our other repeaters that are listening mode only. We have KA2JAI, that's Anne Arundel County, and also November 3 X-Ray Lima in listen only mode. Thank you guys for being here tonight. Appreciate you you joining us. All right, let's see if we can go to our individual check-ins. Let's take a little break first, and then we'll come right back. And it's only about quarter of, so we got some time. So we'll take a little break, and then we'll come right back. All stations stand by. This is the monthly section, EchoLink Net, AB3WG, stand by. All righty, that should be hopefully long enough. Guys, as always, if I'm doing something wrong, just scream at me in the comments, okay? I'm keeping one eye on the comments. If I don't, if we need to take a break or something, just scream at me in the comments, okay? I do try to be a good net control guy out here. All right, let's go ahead to Kilo Bravo 3 India Victor Sierra, iPad user. Hopefully you can get in with us here. KB3 IVS, please, your comments.
Thank you for running the net. This is the first time that I've been on this net in a long time. Again, thank you. And I want to thank everyone for all that they do for the hobby. Kilo Bravo 3, India Victor Sierra.
All right, very good. Thank you. All right, let's go back to the KA2JAI machine, and let's have your comments and then call your stations, please.
Good evening, Chris and everyone, and congratulations on the upcoming wedding, Chris. This is my KA2JAI, and I'm standing in for Don N3FQC tonight. A couple things coming up for us. We have our monthly HF net coming up on Tuesday, August the 22nd. It's an 80-meter net. Anybody else with 80-meter capability is more than welcome to join us. And if you're looking for information, just email me at my ARRL email address. I'll be glad to provide more information on that. We also have a foot race event coming up, the Annapolis 810th, a big race every year near the end of August. That's coming up on the 27th. There'll be lots and lots of hams there supporting that event. Okay, if you are listening in on the 805 and you have not already checked in and you want to check into the net, please call now. Okay, we have a short list here tonight, Chris. KB3KWT has checked in. He has no comments, and the only other one is K3DON. So, Don, go ahead with your comments, and please be brief, because Chris does have other people after us yet. Go ahead. Okay, nothing heard there. I think I lost Don. So, Chris, I'm going to turn it back to you. This is KA2JAI73, everyone.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Mike. Always appreciate the work you do down there in Anne Arundel County. I was really looking forward to the meeting we would have had tomorrow, but that had to get rescheduled, so we'll catch up with you guys perhaps in a couple weeks or next month. So much for that. All right, let's go to Phil, W3ICF. Your comments, please.
Good evening, Chris. You're doing a great job there. And like a bad penny, I'm still around, and it is real nice to see that WB3GXW, John, KB3MXN, Marty, and, of course, W3YVQ there, Al. They're still at it, doing a fantastic job. I don't think they'll ever give up. So thanks for all you've done in the past and all you're doing now. And with that, W3ICF, I'll say my 7-3. Keep up the good work, guys. W3ICF, back to net control.
Okay, thanks very much, Phil. Appreciate your comments tonight. And it's I'm blessed to have some great hams on the section staff and in our MDC section. So it makes being the section manager a little easier. So really, couldn't do it without all the folks in the MDC section and everybody on the section staff. So great section. All right, let's go to WI3J. This is Stu. Your comments tonight, please.
Well, thank you there, Chris. WI3J Stu here in Gaithersburg. Yeah, very, very good net this month. Man, I'm picking up a lot of tidbits here. I'm going to get on the ARRL website there and check out what the new membership fees and what the QST magazine now is going to be annual, since that's going to be a separate charge. So the email that they sent out a while ago didn't have anything about those details in there, so we're going to check it out. Yeah, and Jim did a great job last night. I get on the DMR Mid-Atlantic net every Thursday evening, and that was his maiden voyage, his net control. He did a super job, so that's good. And because I was wondering, they didn't have a net for the first two Thursdays in August, and don't know if just net controls are on vacation or what, but I'm glad to see it's back on the air again. And if you want to do some HF activity, tomorrow is the North America QSO party. It's always the third Saturday of August, so, you know, if anybody likes to do a, it's not really a really heavy, heavy-duty contest, might want to check it out. So I'm going to be on there and see what's going on. North America QSO party for phone and all bands. There you go. Okay, 73, everyone. Back to you, Chris, WI3J.
Okay, very good, sir. Thank you very much. Appreciate your participation. I heard you on the DMR net last night. Great signal, by the way. It's funny how some folks come in so crystal clear and other folks are a little hazy. Maybe that's just my computer, but anyway. All right, that's a great net. N3 Whiskey Yankee Golf, and this is Milford. Your comments tonight, sir.
Good evening. This is November 3.
Whiskey Yankee Golf Milford and Buoy. And the Buoy Wireless Association is going from strength to strength. We had another event where we had, without meeting the public, recently a national night out on Tuesday night. And we had a little 7-year-old Cub Scout who was interested in Morse code. And we got a couple of names of some people who want to come along and get some more information. And indeed, they did show up at a meeting, and I think they're going to be coming on with us as well. So we're out into the public. We got one more event coming up in October, and see what comes out of that. We started out with about 8 or 9 people. We now have somewhere around 25 or 30 over the last, I would say, the last 4 months. So we're doing pretty good. And with that, I'll pass it back. This is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf, Milford and Buoy.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Milford. And I still remember hanging out with you guys at that community event a couple months ago. Great time, great club, Buoy Wireless. Couldn't be happier that you guys are getting together and having a great club there. So thanks for your efforts, and I hope I was able to help you with the last couple emails that we had. All right, it's about five of. I've gone through everybody in the list that I know of. Have I missed anyone, or does anyone have any final comments tonight, please?
WB3GXW, I'd like to speak with N3WYG briefly.
GXW, call your station, sir.
N3WYG, this is WB3GXW, over.
WB3GXW is November 3, Whiskey Yankee Golf. How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing good. You say you, did I hear you say that there's a 7-year-old scout that is learning or has learned Morse code, over?
He's learning Morse code. We were at the National Night Out here in Buoy on a couple of Tuesdays ago, and the people coming by, he came up and was talking to Jim N380F, and Jim was doing a very good job. The young fellow wanted to know how to do his name in Morse code, and Jim showed him that, and I think they had, there was a little bit of Morse code going on the radio, but he's interested. I don't know how far it's going to be. I know that we've also been contacted by one of the other scout groups in the area to work with them to help them get their merit badges and such. So, yeah, we're trying to do wherever we can, and, you know, everything's doing well. WB3GXW, N3WYG.
Okay, I had to wait for all the IDs to run. Okay, I want to keep this short. Is he interested in getting his amateur license, and where does he live?
As far as I know, he lives in Buoy. I don't know if he wants to get his amateur license yet. I think it's probably on the cards. Maybe a little bit later. We'd have to talk to his mom and dad, naturally. I think we have his, I think James, or Jim, rather, got his name and address. I did not get that one, but I think Jim got it, so I'll check with him, and I can follow up on it for us, sir.
Okay, can you repeat slowly where you think he resides, over? What city, over?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think he resides in Buoy, because this was the National Night Out opportunity here in Buoy. We was at Allen Pond Park, and so I think he's resident in the general Buoy area, anyhow.
Okay, very good. Well, here's what the deal is. You facilitate getting him to one of the test sessions that I'm the team leader, and if he passes the test, I want to give him a radio. Over.
Fine business, John. I appreciate that, brother. And I will talk to Jim, and I'll let Jim get back with you as soon as he can, okay?
I will give him a brand new dual band. Okay, I'm done. Back to that control, WB3GXW clear.
Okay, very good. Thank you, gentlemen. All right, about time to wrap this up. Let me make one last call for anybody I missed or any further comments. Marty, Jim, either Jim or Al, anybody, last comments. Okay, great. One more thing I want to mention. Marty put in the comments about the Hiram Percy Maxim get-together we're going to have at on September 2nd. I will be at that event. I've been out there before, Rose Hill Cemetery, beautiful facility just right up the street here. And that's going to be a great time. I'm really looking forward to it. I don't have a lot of details on that yet, but I know they're forthcoming. And the gravesite is particularly interesting. There's writing on the top of the stone, and there's some some plaques on the ground at the ground level. It's a fascinating site, and just a great little day trip. All right, I'm going to wrap this up. AB3WG, my name is Chris. I'm the MDC section manager. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this evening. I appreciate all the work that everyone's doing in the MDC section. Thank you all very much. And we'll do it again next month, although I will not be doing it next month since I won't be here. And so that's it. 7-3-all, AB3WG.
Hey, Chris, it's Marty. Quick question before you run.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, as soon as you get an alternate section manager and an ACC, will you let me know, please?
I will. I will do that. That is in the cards, and I'm working on that. Will do. AB3WG.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Everybody have a good night. KB3MX.
Mr. Marty?
Yes, sir?
On the division webpage, under the section details, I think the same guy is listed for STM in southern New Jersey as in WPA, just going from memory. Is that right?
All right. On the section, let me go over there. The division website, and you're looking at what again?
The details for each of the sections where you list the staff, including the SEC and the SDM.
All right, I'm going there now. Hang on just a second. Bear with me while I switch pages here. All right, let me go over there. Let's see. It's possible I might have duplicated my work because it's not. We know it's. Oh yeah, I see it. STM for Western PA. STM for Southern New Jersey is the same. It's not supposed to be. Okay, I'll make a note of that and make some changes. It's I'm doing everything from scratch. Even some of the numbers on the left hand, I mean the right hand side, aren't accurate because I just replicated that line and then to fill it in later. So again, work in progress. But thanks for letting me know. Appreciate it.
No problem. It just caught my eye. I don't know the gentleman, but the Southern New Jersey STM used to check in the MEPN regularly. 7-3-W3YBQ.
Yeah, thanks, Father Al. Yeah, that was. It's been basically an overhaul of the entire Atlantic Division website. It was only two pages, and I'm trying to get some relevant information there, especially put the right contacts in there and the right information and give some visual reference to where they are. I've got a really big spreadsheet that I've worked on to try to capture the individuals that you just mentioned, as well as try to articulate some of the analytics that I'm doing for the Atlantic Division. So the idea is to try to get the information in such a way that it's useful to the section managers, the SCCs, the STMs, and that you bring that up. That's a great point. I need to pull some info for traffic stuff to the Atlantic Division. So I might reach out to you. I might send you an email, ask you for some details. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, very good. All right. Yeah, everybody take a look at it. If you see something that's not right, and some of the things I think are pretty obvious, like I really did replicate a lot of the section county information, like Aries team, ham clubs. I just copied and pasted to go back and make changes. So still a work in progress. More eyes, the better. Thanks again. 7-3s. KAB3MXM.
It did. And thank you, John, for the use of the reflector. MEPN has now added VHF check-ins along with our Echolink Dashiell connections every night at 6. So 7-3 to you, sir. And W3YVQ.
Entering VOH for a quick Echolink test.
Copy loud and clear, WP3GXW.